This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
13 after 2, Capricorn FM. The urban lunch experience with myself, Thabo Sebashe. It is time, because it's a Monday, ring the doctor on the urban lunch experience. We're going to be talking to Dr. One more urban lunch experience, Dr. Huete, our resident doctor, who is the executive director of Kyalami Medical Solutions, a mobile practice. They go to the patient. Huh. Nice. And he'll be giving out some medical advice on the most bizarre medical condition that we people are experiencing. Today we have something for all the ladies, and to tell us all about uterine myoma, better known as fibroids, is Dr. Huete, who tackles this. Dr. Huete.
Good day. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's good to talk to you. How was your weekend?
My weekend has been busy.
Do doctors go wild on the weekend and say, yay, it's the weekend, or they are boring?
Obviously, we do.
You do? You know, I'd have a problem if I saw you going wild over the weekend and have to come to the practice. So maybe you guys should party in the bush somewhere. What do you say? So that we you know, will always respect you and you know, find you credible. Anyways, I'm glad you are very, very credible, sir. And we all have an idea of what fibroids are, but as a doctor, could you break them down for us?
Okay, fibroids, usually they are tumors, you know, growths that are on the womb, you know. They grow on the womb, and usually they are non-cancerous. They don't contain cancers. Mm. And, and their causes, the causes usually are known. You know, we look at if any member has had them before, or we look at genetics, heredity, you know. Mm. And even hormones. Actually, their cause is understood. It means understood. You don't know where they come from, you know?
Mm. You know, there's something I once heard, and it's a myth. It could be true, I don't know, but, you know. So this lady was telling me, an older woman, and she was saying, Is that true when a woman...
No.
Or do you know when you got teeth brush when you... I heard, man, you know.
No, it's not true at all.
Oh, okay. So what are the warning signs then? What must we look out for?
Usually they are asymptomatic. Like, they can be there without showing any sign or any problem.
As
they continue to grow, that's where the problem is. They might bleed, usually cause irregular menses, you know. A woman will go maybe beyond her menstrual cycle. You know, then another thing is they might have urine frequency, you know.
Because
that fibroid will be growing and pressing on the bladder. So they might feel pressed to go to the loo every time. And then they might be painful or not, and then they can cause fertility as well, you know.
Really?
Yeah, as long as they'll prevent the fertilized egg from attaching onto the womb, you know. That's how they do, yeah.
Oh, so it's irregular menstruation, and frequently going to... Are you familiar with the Bible, Doctor? There's a story somewhere in the New Testament of the Bible where there was a woman who was always having menstrual flows, and she had to be healed by Jesus. Was that fibroids?
I honestly don't know,
Man, it was going to be exciting. I was going to share this with my brother, little sister. But it's fine. I will find out what it is. What effects does the condition have on women, besides what you have already told us, and why does it spark so much emotion? We just want to understand as men, because sometimes we don't understand why women behave in a certain way, right? Does it come come with some emotional baggage?
Definitely, yes. Because, you know, a womb is a precious organ. We all came to Earth because of it.
Yeah.
That's why when it has problems, it negatively impacts on the psychological aspect of every woman, you know? Some are willing to have babies, or they had babies before, but now here's another problem. They want another baby they can't have now. So it strains their energy, their emotions, you know. So they tend to become depressed in a way, because now they can't conceive, you know, they can't have children because of it. Yeah, that's entirely it.
It could be pretty emotional. Tell me something that I've also heard, doctor. I've heard that when women use, when they tend to overuse emergency contraception, the morning after, does it also cause this? Can it cause them not to be able to conceive in the future? Does it cause fibroids as well?
Yeah, there are studies on that. That proves that not entirely morning after pills, but contraception in general, mostly the oral contraceptions. They tend to, in the long run, they tend to cause fibroids, you know. And even in women who don't have children, fibroids can occur as long as they are of the child-bearing age.
Okay. So treatment, is there a way we can save a woman's womb?
Yeah, there are treatments. Usually, we look at the medical and the surgical. But the medical side of it, the medical aspect of the treatment haven't been very effective, you know? Because you might find that the fibroids are many, they are huge, they're just all around the womb. So they opt for surgical methods. Sometimes, depending on the stage, they remove the fibroids. They go in there and remove the fibroids surgically. Yeah, that's how it goes.
And you know, Africans, we have our own, you know, our own theories on these and names for these things, you know, and yeah, that's why we have guys like you as well, you know, to give us something more scientific. What do we normally, as Africans, what do we attribute this to? You know, we've got some funny names for things, you know. And sometimes they'll say, "Hey, happy sale, what's sale a dira abortion?" And then we say, "Yeah, this is where it came from. This person was attempting, you know, a botched thingy."
Yes.
What do we normally attribute it to? You know, out in the streets.
There's no any sort of connection in the streets, but if someone has performed backstreet abortions. It's not really a risk factor. It is not.
No. All right, Dr. Huete, how can we get hold of you? We know you visit your patients in their homes. How do we get hold of you?
Okay, to remind them, we operate between Mopane region and Capricorn region. So on social media, they can find me on Kyalani Medical. Actually, on Facebook, it's Kyalani Medical. On Twitter, it's Kyalani Medical. On Instagram, it's Kyalani Medical.
All right. Dr. Huete, always nice chatting to you, man. Very informative. We're looking forward to talking to you again next week, Monday, on Ring the Doctor.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hola, hola, hola.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.